Claudette Howarty joins us from the Parliamentary Press Gallery, where there's never a dull moment. Tēnā koe, tuahine, kia ora anō.
Kia ora, Dale. Thanks very much for speaking with me this morning. So on Thursday was the first day of, was the first question time for the new Parliament. So it was a really good time for the Prime Minister to see how he weathered the questions from around the House and how he went head-to-head with the opposition leader, Chris Hipkins. But I think the questions that were of most interest and the way they were phrased came from Te Pāti Māori. Now, the first one, of course, was on the referenda and what the Prime Minister intends to do with the Treaty Principles Bill. And, of course, we saw the protests around the country last week. So it was a timely question just to pose to the Prime Minister again what he intends to do with the referenda. This is the very first question for Tākuta Ferris from Te Pāti Māori. His very first question in the House. Here he is here.
Tākuta Ferris.
Yep. Sorry, mate.
He tāpiringa aku. Ka tū māia ia ki tāna kaupapa here, kia tukuna te tiriti o Waitangi. Kia aro hai hai here, kia pōtingi e te motu whānui. Me te mōhio iho, ki te māwehe, me te kino, ka whai mai muri. Does he stand by the policy to leave the door open to a referendum on Te Tiriti o Waitangi, knowing full well the division and chaos that that will cause?
What we have agreed as a government, that we will pursue a Treaty Principles Bill to select committee, and that's as far as it will go.
A point of order. Right Honourable Chris Hipkins.
Mr Speaker, with all due respect to the member's question, I think he was asking about a referendum, not about a Treaty Principles Bill.
Does the Prime Minister wish to say more to that that question?
We have not committed to a referendum.
See, so again, the National Party are not supportive of the Principles Bill going to the referendum, and I think it's really important to keep playing that. However, we haven't seen the submissions that will come in as a result of that select committee, so we've still got to be vigilant about where that's going to head. That principles bill won't be taken into the select committee until next year. So I might ask the Prime Minister again today just where on the agenda for the government that principles bill is. And also to the first question for the youngest member of Parliament, again it's from Te Pāti Māori, Hana Rāpiti Maipi Clark, and it's also interesting to see the phrasing of their questions in the House, and here is Hana Rāpiti Maipi Clark.
E te pika, no whea tana tikanga parahau, hei turakina i te ture auahi kore o Aotearoa, e kōkiri nei te ao, ka mutu, ko te oranga o te iwi Māori, hei utu i ngā take o te hunga whai rawa. How can he justify scrapping Aotearoa's world-leading smoke-free laws, sacrificing Māori lives to fund tax cuts for the wealthy?
We're not. We're going to make sure that smoking rates continue to come down each and every year, as they have done under successive governments. In the last decade, smoking, daily smoking, has gone from 16% down to 8%. Our government will continue to drive that down.
So what I'm saying around the phrasing of the questions is that Te Pāti Māori, in comparison to some of the other phraseology of the questions in the House, is much more pointed and much more assertive in terms of Te Ao Māori and how everyday Māori out on the street, minus the swearing, would phrase the questions to the Prime Minister or to members of Parliament, I guess. Now, the other issue that we have here is around the fair pay agreements for whānau who will be most affected by this, and we know that it will be women, it will be Māori, it'll be Māori women, and it'll be women in general and Pacifica. Here is the Workplace Minister Brooke Van Velden speaking to the question on why they scrapped fair play agreement.
ACT and National are both strongly opposed to fair pay agreements. When the law was introduced, both parties opposed it and both campaigned to repeal it in the first 100 days of this government. As a government, we are committed to acting quickly to remove this law before any fair pay agreements are finalised and the negative impacts are felt by the labour market. Fair pay agreements would reduce choice in workplaces and undermine the flexible labour market which has underpinned New Zealand's economic success for the past 3 decades.
Yeah, so scrapping fair pay and also have a negative impact on the employment market. It'd be really interesting to hear more from unions as to whether or not they consider it to be a disadvantage to the employer or the employees. But very telling, that response, I think, from the minister.
Tēnā koe, Claudette. Leader Brooke Van Velden, obviously, is the new Workplace Relations and Safety Minister. She's had an impressive start to her political career, but she's taken on a portfolio where there is some intellectual muscle as well, too, from the unions, as you've touched on. It's going to be a very, very interesting back end of 23 and early 24. What's coming up in the Big House this week? Anything of note that our listeners should be aware of as we move into a new week, Claudette?
Well, I think one of the other things that we need to watch out for is that the going back to the party around the smoke-free legislation and the repealing of the smoke-free. Now, Minister for Health, and you might want to speak to Shane Uzetti this week about it, but he's actually handed that initiative, the repeal of smoke-free, to the Associate Minister of Health from New Zealand First, Casey Costello. Now, why has the minister handed such a huge kaupapa like this to an associate minister? And I think more questions will be raised in the House around this. And it's maybe because, and you might get clarification on this directly from Shane Reti, does he not want to front the likes of the smoking lobby, whānau ora, health program providers? Does he not want to front them on this kaupapa? Does he expect Casey Costello, who's only just arrived in Parliament, to have to front, you know, all those big heavyweight health providers to carry this can for him, to carry the can for him?
It's going to be a very interesting political week as well. And Claudia, may I say thank you for hosting on Friday the program, to allow us to be together as a whānau down in Rotaki for our young fella. Really appreciate it, Tuahine. Kia ora. And what's coming up for you today? What's keeping you busy?
Yes, congratulations to your young fella there. Was it a good day, Rotaki? They have such wonderful caffeines. You know, the whole town gets taken over. Wasn't an exciting time?
It was fabulous, and exactly as you touch on too, there were many proud whānau associated with the Tauira who were graduating on Friday, so it's just great to see a dream grow in the way that it has over the years. You know, just started with an idea in a prefab, and now it's, you know, really at the heart and soul of Rotaki, which is wonderful. Well, it's going to be interesting. What do you think of Brownlee's a style in the big chair?
Yes, I think he did a great job, albeit that, and he did apologise profusely, but he mispronounced the Māori names, the names of the Te Pāti Māori. He got them so tragically wrong, he had to apologise several times. He also said that he's not going to get hung up on the standing orders so much, but let things flow a little bit more. He said, because he has been in Parliament for 40 years, he understands the processes extremely well, that he can, without breaking any type of, you know, legalities, circumvent the speaking orders or the standing orders in the House. But he also has a way of doing it with great humour. There is a couple of points of order. Points of order is when members of Parliament disagree with what has been said or what has been asked. And there were a couple of points of order where he brushed them aside with great humour and without actually giving them any recognition. One of them came from Winston Peters, the point of order. And Jerry Brownlee said, well, you know, I can't remember what the point of order was, but he just said, oh, it might be a problem for you, but it's not for the for me, and I represent the public, so, you know, carry on. And, you know, which was a bit of humour, but actually could have turned into something a little bit more, you know, serious in terms of the discussion, but he just sort of batters that away. But again, he really does need to think, I think, get his pronunciation right. He's bloody tragic, I've got to say. Good in the big chair, but a bit tragic when it comes to the pronunciation. When I see him in the corridors, I'll tell him, you know, is he getting any lessons from Major Andrew Fatzafi on the pronunciation? Because he sure as heck needs it.
With Te Pāti Māori, just finally, too, are you sensing that they will pose all their pātai te reo Māori, and will we always expect a translation, bearing in mind it is an official language of the country? Do you think in time they might just pose the questions in te reo only?
Yeah, there could be, but I think also, too, that they want the wider country to understand what they're also saying. Translations come via the headset, but only to the members of Parliament within the debating chamber and to the media, of course. And I think that it's a concerted effort for wider New Zealand to understand what they're also saying. And I think it's also a nod to the partnership, the Te Tiriti partnership, that it is in Te Reo and in Pākehā as well, too. I talked about the phraseology of their questions. They are particularly, I think, centric, te ao Māori centric in the phrasing, and but also to quite, you know, as I said, very assertive questioning that we haven't heard before in the House. And I think that is another gem that they bring. Yes, they are speaking in te reo. Yes, it's in translation, but I think that's a nod to partnership personally, but also to in the manner in which the questions are written. The other thing that I just want to talk about is the bantering in the Parliament. If you heard in all three of those clips, the bantering across the House can be, you know, it's extraordinary at times, and you can barely hear the responses. I did have an opportunity to talk to Takutai Moana Tash Kemp, and she said that, you know, she didn't realise just how rude it was inside the chamber, and you can see just what it's like from those three clips.
That's interesting, isn't it? And, you know, if we bring our Māori style in, perhaps it would be less rude. But I do get what she's saying. Hey, thanks very much, sis. Thanks again for Friday. And thank you for your cordial from the capital today. Looking forward to talking with you throughout the week. Ngā mihi, tuhini, kia pai tōra.
Ngā mihi, Dale.
Tēnā koe, Claudette. Thanks.